News from Bermondsey. Independent expert to look at Millwall plans. Lewisham Council have appointed an independent expert to look at Millwall FC's regeneration proposals after a meeting with club officials at the Den on the 13th of April. The Council will also consider the, quote, potential for a negotiated settlement between the relevant parties locally, quotes, after the club emphasised that it should be involved with plans for the project. Cabinet Ministers met Millwall's Chief Executive, Andy Ambler, Chairman John Berylson and Steve Bradshaw of the Millwall Community Trust, as well as developers and stakeholders, after a petition opposing property developers' renewals plans gathered nearly 12,000 signatures. A Lewisham Council spokesman said, the council, listened to all points of view about how the area could benefit from major redevelopment, the club's needs into the future, and the importance of community-based sport provision for young people. The council are pleased that there is so much enthusiasm for change and regeneration. Concerns have been raised over the renewals plans for New Bermondsey, as they've not taken a project this size before, and they're not obliged to complete it if the land is purchased by compulsory order. Mr. Berylson said, the opportunity to speak directly to Cabinet members regarding our plans for the regeneration was an incredibly important step. It's vital that we fully participate in the regeneration of the local area, and Wednesday's meeting was a platform for us to reiterate how dependent our involvement would be in terms of Millwall Football Club's future financial stability. All we've ever asked for is Millwall to be allowed to play a part in this important and much-needed regeneration and not to be left on the sidelines as a reluctant spectator. Millwall FC submitted their own £140 million plans in 2013 to build 400 homes, artist workshops, student accommodation and the safeguarding of their community centre. Renewals plans are set to create 2,400 homes, a £42 million sports complex, a multi-faith centre, a hotel, medical facilities, a conference centre and a new overground train station. Renewal were approached for comment, but there was no response at the time of going to press.